USA Radio News with Wendy King.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the 11-day pause on the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine can now be lifted. This coming after a CDC panel earlier said the benefits outweigh the risks after several women developed blood clots and three of them died.
That said, FDA will add more details to the healthcare provider and patient fact sheet, including information about the risk that events have occurred in a very small number of people who have received the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine.
The FDA says the Johnson & Johnson vaccines can resume immediately. The CDC has also recommended that pregnant women are safe to get a COVID vaccine. They said a new study found no safety concerns with Moderna and Pfizer vaccines if given during the third trimester. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen-size pillow. King-size, only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
The family of Dante Wright, the young black man who was shot and killed in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota during a traffic stop earlier this month, are calling out for justice. They're awaiting the trial of the former police officer who's charged in his death. China Whitaker is the mother of Dante's son. She wrote a letter to him to find closure.
I'm sorry you won't get to see his second birthday party. You won't get to witness his elementary years, his high school prom, or even just simple things fathers and sons do.
Former Officer Kim Potter has been charged with manslaughter. President Biden says he'll attend the G7, NATO, and European Union summits in June. This will be his first trip overseas as president. Biden will first attend the Group of Seven summit in Cornwall, Britain. He will also hold bilateral meetings with fellow G7 leaders, including British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Texas is suing the Biden administration for disregarding the COVID-19 rules at the Texas border. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg reports.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing President Biden's administration for allegedly flouting its own COVID-19 rules in handling the surge of illegal immigrants crossing from Mexico. Part of the 34-page lawsuit reads, administration officials have abandoned the pre-existing protections against the introduction into Texas and the United States of aliens infected with SARS-CoV-2 virus during a pandemic. Texas AG Ken Paxton tells Fox Business this crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border reminds him of something similar during a previous administration.
This happened during the Obama administration. President Trump found a way to curtail illegal immigration, and with that, he was able to curtail the importation of drugs, human trafficking, all kinds of crimes that are happening along the border. Now, the cartel has amazing access that they did not have just, you know, a few months ago before President Biden came into office. It's really shocking, but it's not surprising that these are the results we've got. That's what I don't understand.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has ended his 3-week hunger strike days after he was transferred to a prison hospital amid reports that he was close to death. He said on Instagram he's ending his hunger strike on the advice of his doctors. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.